review where we're up to. Again, let's
Rabbi Margaretten. Rabbi Margaretten.
Yes.
The Rosh Shimei of Bidya, the
Sforno, says that the source of Birgit Pedyat is love.
I can't hear you, Dr. Schwab, but it's not negated as Mishnah, so I will move on, if you don't mind.
Okay.
The Mishnah says, Hareni Nazim and Agregrisim and Agrela. There were two pshatim in Beishamai. Pshat number one was he's a nazir, and they still argued he said he's not a nazir. And the Gemara explained Beishamai, because when he says Hareni Nazir, he becomes a nazir, because people don't waste their words. And even though he said Menadvelim and Agregris, he can't mean to say he's a nazir Menadvelim and Agregris because it doesn't work. So he must have meant that he wants to become a nazir. Like when a person says there's an Eloch on a Kli on him, there is no Eloch of a Kli. So therefore, since there's no Eloch of a Kli, he must mean the value of the Kli. So the same thing here, even though he says Menadvelim and Agregris, he must mean to be a real nazir. The answer is, there's another option that he's trying to back out. Well, you can't back out because the Nazirus is something that you can't back out of. That's Beishamai Shita. Beisil could be arguing on one of two points. They could be saying, hey, you could back out. And therefore, even though you might have meant to be a Nazir, but you changed your mind right away. Or they could be saying, that's what Pashup Shat Beisil is, that they're backing out. Or they could be saying that people waste their words. And therefore, even though he said, I really Nazir, I'm Adelim, and I'm Gregorius, and it's senseless, so it's senseless. People do say senseless things. The Gemara picks one of the two, because the Gemara doesn't want to get Beisil, that he disagrees with Remeir, that Eina the Maisi Dvarav Batala. So in order, Remeir doesn't argue on Beisil. So, therefore, the Gemara picks the other way, that he meant to be a Nazir and backs out. And if he backed out, Beisil holds you can back out. That is why you're not a Nazir. Aye, maybe you meant to be a Neder. This is not an accepted version of becoming a Isser. It's not in Webster's. Both Beishamai and Beisil agree, according to the Talmud Kama, that even if the guy claims I just meant to ban myself, we say to him, that's not what you said. Now again, the rule is, Dvarim Shebelev can explain my words, but they can't contradict my words. So therefore, if the words tolerate this explanation, I have a right to explain them. Case in point, I always bring this in because this is the far out one. A guy says this is a cherim, and he says, I meant cherma shoyam, the netting in the sea. He's believed. What do you mean? That's not translation one or two. But Webster's has a third translation of cherim, and that's netting of a sea, and we're willing to accept it. But if a guy comes in and says cherim means train tracks, we don't accept it, because it's not in Webster's. Same thing here. Beisil and Beishamai both agree, according to the Tanna Kamma. Nazir doesn't mean ban myself. Nazir means nazir, and in Webster's there is no second translation of the word nazir. That is the way the Tanna Kamma understands the Machloikas Beishamai and Beisil. With Beishamai saying, you meant to be a Nazir because you don't waste your words, and you backed out, and you can't back out of Naziris. And Beisil had two options. The Gemara chose the option of saying, you can back out of Naziris. So Beisil agrees that you don't waste your words, according to this shot, which is fine. It's a wonderful shot. And you backed out, and you can back out of Naziris. That is the Machlokes according to the Tanna Kamma. According to Yehuda, there is a second translation of the word Nazir in his Webster's, and his Webster says there is a translation that Nazir is a way of separating oneself, not being a Nazir. Therefore, if he explains himself and says, I meant to separate myself, that is considered that he banned himself. That's Beishamai according to Yehuda. Beisil says, Shaloi Nazir Kederach HaNazir, this is not the regular way. We don't say that this is not the way one bans themselves. It is not included in Webster's. It is not, people use the regular words. This is not a regular word. And the comparison, as the Gemara is going to explain soon, is like a guy who wants to bring a mincha from barley. There is no mincha of barley that you can bring. And therefore, it's nothing. It's nothing. We don't say he meant a mincha from wheat, even if he tells us he meant a mincha. Well, I shouldn't say that. The Gemara will say, what if he explains himself and says, I meant, we'll see. That'll be up in the Gemara later on, but this is the pshat so far. So up to Gemara, we're starting on Tesamid Beis at the beginning. Masnis in Deloike Haitana. The Mishnah does not agree to the following interpretation of Beisham and Beisil. The Tanya of Nasanaymer, Beisham Aymer Nazir V'Nazir. Beisham I says, he's either a Nazir or a Nazir. We leave it up to explanation. This is similar to Yehuda's thing, except Yehuda said he is a Neder, period. if he says he means that. But he's not a Nazir, even if he claims he means it, according to Yehuda. Beshameh, according to this way, is saying, we let him explain himself. He can say, I meant Nazir, and we'll accept that, because that's what the words mean, Hareini Nazir, and he's trying to back out, and he can't. Or, he's trying to make a Nazir, meaning we're willing to accept either one of his interpretations, which our Mishnah did not allow for. One time it said he meant one, and one time it said he meant the other. But nobody said he has a right to choose. Meaning, according to Yehuda, if he says he meant Nazir, it's nothing. Mashenki, this Matana is saying, he said, we leave it up to his further interpretation. Dr. Rush, B'shameh ben Nazir ben Nazir, Pirish, Nazir, I Nazir. Im amr loy hay believe you ben Nazir, ela she yalai karbun, habi Nazir. V'bloy amr klum, habi Nazir. The subject of a mayor of Yehuda. It's a combination. He holds ain other mighty dvar of Batala. So the default option is like the Tanakam of our Mishnah, but he also holds that he can interpret it to be neder, whereas the Tanakama did not allow for that interpretation, said the word does not include that. Right? As we explained a moment ago, according to the Tanakama Sashat, Nazir does not mean neder. You can't interpret it that way. And this Reb Nosson is saying that you have a choice. It can be Nazir, and that's the default option, but it also includes neder. So basically it's a combination of the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda, leaving it up to his explanation.
Sometimes we have word bodkinoso, we had like over there.
You can ask him here.
Bodkinoso. So why sometimes do we?
Because if he says he said it's dumb, he means like one thing. That's what the Gemara is saying. But Basil Lyman, Nazir Vay Nazir. Now according to Rav Nosson, Basil says it is a neder and it's not a Nazir. That's like Rav Yehuda. They're saying that the word means separation. That's a whole new shot. Neither the Tanakhama nor Rav Yehuda said that Beisil holds it's a neder. They said Beisil says it's zero. Either because you're backing out of the zeros or this word doesn't tolerate the word neder. According to Rav Nosson, Beisil is saying Nazir is not an option, it's only neder. Zuktrash, Beisil is subject to Rav Yehuda, the matra libra de Beishamai, the hainu, the loike Tanakhama, or the loike Rav Yehuda. The pshat in our Mishnah is like neither the Tanakhama or Rav Yehuda. Beisil holds like Rav Yehuda. Like Rabbi Yehuda said in Beis Shammai, not like Rabbi Yehuda said in Beis Hill. So, the third option of the Machloikas, with Beis Shammai saying, we allow him to explain himself, and we'll accept either explanation with a default option of Nazir, and Beis Hill saying, it can't mean Nazir, and therefore it means Neder, if he explains he meant Neder. And if he says he didn't mean Neder, it's nothing, because there's no room for this Naziris.
When a person gives a
hasra
to someone, there has to be certain.
There's no hasra here.
My brain is
used. Come on.
You give a hasra to someone, there has to be certain.
Yes, hasra has to be very clear. Yes. This is not hasra.
I know, what I'm saying is that when a person is low Amar Damar Latella, it's because. Different or...
I don't understand. It's like apples are different than oranges.
No. Meaning, this is what he said, but he didn't say exactly the right lushin. Why should we pounce on him and say he didn't say it correctly?
Again, let me stop one more time. Let me try this one more time.
That's not the right thing.
Exactly.
No, I knew where it was going to say to me, But other...
So show me one other.
Let's talk about Corbin.
Yeah, what? What about Corbin?
Let's say I didn't say the right...
If it's not a kinoy, it's not a yad, it doesn't work.
Why not? Why not?
Because you have to express it.
But I said it. I said this is what I meant. This is again.
Can you donate a Corbin in your heart? Yes. You don't even have to say it. But if you say it, you better say the right words.
Why?
Because that's what the Torah said.
Say things Latoa.
Again, we'll try one more time. According to a mayor, you have to say again. If a guy says train tracks, does he mean carbon? Do we allow him to explain himself because they know the mighty driver of Batala? Right. Lishna Kwina. Amri La Rav Nosson Aymer. The second version of Rav Nosson is different. Again, our Mishnah is not like Rav Nosson. but Rav Nasa said something else. So at the end of the day, we'll have four interpretations of the Machlokes Meshavei Bezil. We'll have Tanna Kamma, we'll have Reb Yehuda, we'll have Reb Nasan 1, and we'll have Reb Nasan 2. What is Reb Nasan 2? Reb Nasan Ayim Meshavei Ayim Nadr Ve'ein Nazir, right? Which is like, well, let's go into the second version. It's like Reb Yehuda's Pshat. And Bezil Ayim Loi Nadr Ve'loi Nazir. Meshavei Reb Yehuda. Besham is like Rabbi Huda that he meant neder. We're willing to accept the explanation of neder. Ubeisil is like Rabbi Shimon, and Beisil is like Rabbi Shimon that says this is not a normal way of making a neder, and it's not acceptable. This is not part of the way you make a neder. This is like Rabbi Huda. This second Rabbi Nassan is like Rabbi Huda. So we have three pshatim, really. Rav Nasan 2 is Rav Yehuda. Zog de Mishnah Gemara weiter. Tanan. Ha'imer Hari Elai Mincha Lahavi Min Asayrim. If somebody says he wants to bring a mincha from barley. Now, there are minchas from barley. I want to make that clear. Two of them. But none of them are voluntary. One is the mincha sa'imer, brought on Pesach, is brought out of barley. And one is a woman that's a saita brings a mincha from barley. But nobody donates a mincha from barley. The Torah did not allow that option. The Torah gives you five different menachas you can donate, and each one of those menachas are made out of wheat. Different ways of processing them, but it's all made out of wheat. The Torah does not allow in its list of menachas to donate a mincha made out of barley. Comes along this fellow, and he says he wants to bring a mincha from Sairim. Yavi menachitim. The halacha is, he brings some chitim. That's what the Tanna Kamma says. Kemach, again, the part of the requirement of the mincha is to bring the flour that is called kemach. Yavi silas. I'm sorry, it's to bring silas. He said he wants to bring kemach, which is a lower quality flour, right? When you sift out the very fine dust of flour, is called kemach, part of the kemach. Silas is the non-very fine flour. It's a little thicker, but not very thick. That's why kemach is the hardest to get, because you have to get rid of the very thick stuff and then get rid of the very thin stuff. Is Yavi Silas. Shalai b'shemen ulevayna. Each mincha that you donate requires oil and frankincense. Now, there are minchas that get no shemen and no levayna, but they're not voluntary. Yavi lehen b'shemen ulevayna. Chatzi yisaren. The Torah prescribes that you have to bring an eifah. An asiris eifah. A mincha has a measurement. Minimum mincha is a tenth of an eifah. Tenth of an eifah translates to 43.2 eggs. The volume of 43.2 eggs is a tenth of an eifah. That's the minimum that you bring for a mincha. And by the way, you can move up to a two isaran or to a three isaran. It's a shayla d'achreinim. Can you bring an isaron and a half? Isaron is the minimum. You can go all the way up. But can you have the isrinus? Consensus seems to be not. That the Torah wants isrinus. You can make one, you can make two, you can make three, you can make 54. But you can't make one and a half or two and a half. Again, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but that seems to be the consensus. He wants to bring a half. Yavi isaron shalom. Isaron umechza. Yavi shnayim. You want to bring one and a half? Again, this is a raya that you can't do it. You bring two. Reb Shimon Peiter, Shlei Yisnadim K'negaram Yisnadim. Reb Shimon says, this is not how you donate a mincha. This is not included in his words. Now, that's the Mishnah that we're bringing now down, I believe, from Masechtas Menachos. Zok Darash, Kemach Yavi Silas, Kemach She'enem Menupah. It's not sifted through yet. Yavi Silas Menupa. Now, again, what happens is when you sifting, whenever you sift the final thing, this Rabbi Schutz taught me, it's not that your kemach comes out. I'm sorry, that the silas comes out. It's that the kemach comes out. Kemach includes the flour dust, the very thin particles. That's not good flour. You want to get rid of that. So when you do the final sifting, you get rid of the small stuff and you keep the thicker stuff. Not very thick, but that's called the silas. So he explained to me, he brought me a Raya from a Rashi somewhere. Yavi Shemin Luvaina, Shaim Milchus Nedaba Babaloi Shemin Beloi Luvaina. There is no Milchus Nedaba without Shemin Luvaina. Chati Yisarin Yavi Yisarin, Shaim Milchaba Pachas Mi Yisarin, Chutzmi Milchus Chavitim. Frag the Gemara. This is the Machlokes. Now the Tanakama, Alal says, the guy said Min Hazayra. This is very similar to the guy said Areni Nazim Min Hazayra. He said Areni Milcham Min Hazayrim. It's very similar to Areni Nazim Min Hazayla. And the Tanakhama says, you bring Chitim, like Rabbi Bishamai said, you are a Nazir. Again, it's a very similar case, except one's talking about Naziris and one's talking about Mincha, but the guy is trying to bring a Mincha that's not bringable. Like he's trying to be a Nazir that can't be a Nazir.
Can't be a Nazir because of his wording, right?
Same thing here. Can't be a mincha because of his wording. He wants to bring a mincha from barley. He said, I really like mincha from Nazirim. That's what he said. It's exactly the same. So therefore, man tana the chiyama alai mincha from Nazirim may be nachitim. Who is the tana that says that default kicks in? Even though you said Nazirim, you bring chitim. This is a machlokes. It's exactly like Bishamai. Lav Amri Bishamai Kiyama Ben Agregus Ben Azvela Ben Azir. Didn't they say that even if you say Gregus and Zvela, you're an Azir? Hakanami Kiyama Ben Azirim, maybe Ben Achitim. Same thing, if you say from Zirim, you bring Chitim.
Now, the case of the Chitim thing is not possible, right? But by the Nazir part, at least it's possible that it could be a Nazir.
Again, the Tanakhama did not consider that option. He said Nazir doesn't mean Nether. Are you still not contagious?
Staying away from you.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I don't mean anything personal. It's just that I have to guide myself.
Am I far enough away? Rebbe? Am I far enough away?
If you don't mind, I would like you
Rebbe, to take me out. That block in that thing.
I don't need to block anything. I hope, please don't take it personal. I would move everybody away. You want to move away?
I mean, that's great. That doesn't sound great.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I am. Okay. Zakti Gemara, so Chizkiah says it's going like Beishamai. That's Chizkiah. Rabbi Yechonah says, I feel the same as Rabbi Yechonah. It's going like everybody. Ba'imer, ilu ayisi yedei shei noidim kach, lo yidaiti kach ele kach. The guy says, I wasn't aware that you can bring a mincha min asayrim. I didn't know. I thought you could bring a mincha min asayrim. That's why I said min asayrim. My goal was to bring a mincha. I didn't know the halacha. Zokta Rosh, and we'll learn this inside in a second. Everybody knows that a nazir is only from grape products. It's not subject to error. Sairim and Chitim is subject to error. People don't necessarily know. And the Gemara is going to say a svara in a few minutes, and that is because there are minchas from Sairim. It's not precluded to have a mincha from Sairim. Aymer from Sairim, Saitis from Sairim. So this guy learned Chumash, and he saw there's a Mincha Sairim by Aymer, and he saw there's a Mincha Sairim by Saita. He thought that he can also bring a Mincha Sairim. It is a valid error. Therefore we say, if he explains and says, I meant Mincha, I thought I had that option, but I really meant Mincha, we'll accept that. Even according to Beis Hillel.
Statement.
One second. But by Nazir, there is no room for error. Let's learn the Russian side. Zakdarash, Bahim Ilya Yisi Adeh Shay Naitim Kach. Vehikula Mayma Shatah, Pishi Yes, Mincha Ba Sairim. There is a Mincha to come Sairim. Mincha Saimer, or Mincha Kanoeth. Kanoeth is Saita. I'm a Kanele Ishtait, Saita. I will Masnis, but Mayikula Maytimiti. There is no mistake. No Ishaya Klau Gregels to Nazir. There is no such thing. Yes, Doctor.
I would note that this Gemara, where we're at right now at least, goes into our discussion yesterday about whether or not
it was universal that everybody knew Pshat and Chumash. This is straight out of the Chumash.
No, it's not. That's exactly what I tried to say. If you listen to me, I said, if you learn Chumash, there is Mincha Min Asayrim. The guy
I was aware of that when you said it at the very beginning of the year.
The guy did not understand that Mincha Min Asayrim was limited. He learned Chumash and he heard his Rebbe say there's a Mincha Min Asayrim. So therefore, he made a mistake. Whereas he learned Chumash, he never heard that there's a Nazir from anything else at any point.
In both cases, and I don't see any reason to carry this out anymore. In both cases, barley. I mean, this I knew at the beginning of the shir. In both cases of a mincha from barley, it is a restricted case. The straight pshat in each pasuk is a restricted case. It's
okay.
Not darshan stated.
See, Doctor, you were never a Rebbe. I was a Rebbe, and I saw Talmidim, Chumash, and Mishnah, and Gemara, and not everybody understood my pshat always, and they read the Chumash differently than me. They heard Mincha Min Asayrim, and one of them might have walked away saying, that's a viable option.
I don't know. I taught for 30 years.
I thought worth the argument. Amar Chizkiya. Now Chizkiya says something new that the Gemara is going to point out, contradicted what he said a moment ago. Amar Chizkiya. Lo Yishanu Asham Min Asayrim. We only accept the Shita that says that he has to bring a Mincha if he finished it with the word barley. But if he said, I want to bring a mincha from lentils, there's no mincha from lentils. That's like a nazir from figs. There's no mention in the Torah with the word mincha with the word lentils. Therefore, nobody makes that mistake. He can't say, I thought you could bring a mincha from lentils. Why would he think that? He learned Chumash. He might make a mistake of Sairim because he heard mincha Sairim two times in the Torah. So therefore he said, hey, that's a possibility. But he would never think mincha from lentils because it's not mentioned in the Torah at all. That is what Chizkiya just said. Now the problem is, Chizkiya a moment ago said the reason it works is it goes like Beis Shammai, that the guy said mincha and then is retracting. And that's why it worked. He didn't learn Rabbi Yechonin's shot because this is within the error range because there's a mincha in Asayrim. And now all of a sudden he comes and makes a difference between Mincha Min Asayrim and Mincha Min Adashim. According to Chizkiya's pshat, there's no difference between Mincha Min Asayrim and Mincha Min Adashim. Because Chizkiya learned pshat was, the guy said Arei Mincha, and then he backed out. Who cares how he backed out? Whether he said Sayrim or Adashim. Therefore Chizkiya just contradicted himself. Again, the Mishnah said, the guy said Mincha Min Asayrim, he brings a Mincha Min Achitim. Chizkiya explained that to mean, because we say he meant to say Mincha, another mighty Dvar Lubatala, and then he backed out and said Sairim. Now, if he's backing out, I don't care how he backs out, whether he says Sairim or Adashim or train tracks, right? Whatever he says, he's backing out, and you can't back out from a mincha according to Beis Shammai. That's Chizkiya's shot. Then Chizkiya comes along and says, no, there's a difference between Sairim and Adashim. That makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it was an error in his learning Chumash, whereas Adashim is not subject to the error because it's not mentioned in Chumash. Therefore, we accept one and we don't accept the other. Whereas, according to Chizkiya, it was a back out. He was trying to change his mind. You can't change your mind no matter what you say. So why should there be a difference between Sairim and Adashim? Frek the Gemara, Migdi, Chizkiya, Kama Mukum Lala Masnis and Kame Shammai. Chizkiya said the Mishnah is like Beis Shammai. But Adashim, the Gabi Mincha, Gregorius, the Gabi Nazar, dummy. What's the difference between Gregorius and Adashim? Both are not in the parsha that they're written, and they're not subject to the error, so who? It's just backing out. So who cares? So becoming Beis Shammai, Abi Nazar. So if you're learning like Beis Shammai, doesn't make a difference when you say Min Asayrim or Min Adashim. And for the Gemara, Chadda Beis Chizkiya. Right? Chizkiya backed down, and he learned Pshat like Rabbi Yisrael. Once upon a time, he learned that Pshat is like Beis Shammai. And now he saw it again. He thought about it again. He said, I'm wrong. This is going like Beis Hillel. And there's a difference between Nazir ben Agregus and Mincha ben Asayrim. Because Mincha ben Asayrim is within the range of a misunderstanding of a pasuk. Whereas Mincha ben Adashim is not. And therefore, the Chizkiya backed off his answer. Zuck the rush.
This is a Stam Mishnah.
It's a Stam Mishnah, yeah.
Is there a Stam Mishnah like Shammai and Shas?
If I answered you now, I'd be making it up. No, Beshameh and Mishnah means we don't spend time arguing about Beshameh Shita, usually, even that has exceptions. Doesn't mean Beshameh is not mentioned in the Mishnah, as he's always is. So I guess there could be a Stam Mishnah like Beshameh. It doesn't seem to bother anybody here, that's all I can say. I mean, you're asking me a question that if you would ask of Chaim Kanievsky, you would get a definitive answer with where, which Mishnayos and Shas could be like Mishnah. But since you're asking me, with my knowledge is limited to a little bit of Testament base, I won't even dare answer. Zakhtarash, Avalam Anazim and Adashim, Layamakulam, the Bahalai Toy Inish, the Mincha Ba'adashim, and Mincha doesn't come from lentils. What caused him to change his mind? Why did Chizkia reread the Mishnah and say I was wrong the first time? Because the Mishnah bothered him. He looked at the Mishnah and said, why did the Mishnah pick Sirim? Why didn't it pick Adashim? The answer is the Mishnah is trying to tell me it's only Sirim. That means I was wrong. That means it's not backing out. It's misunderstanding. Because if it meant back out, why did the Mishnah pick Sirim? Which is close to Mincha, pick something that's not close to Mincha. Must be that I was wrong. Ella Saber Chizkia, he come at Beshameh Hassam, Krib Yehuda. Chizkia changed his mind, and therefore he could learn that Shat in the Mishnah, Arani Nazim and Agregris, is not the Tanakhama's Shat. He meant Neder. He meant Neder, but by Mincha that option doesn't exist. So he backed out, not only in Pshat in this Mishnah, but he backed out in Beishamai. He said, even Beishamai might not mean that you can that it's talking about the guy wanted to be a Nazir and then backed out. It might be he wanted to make a Neder. That's how he's explaining himself. We're willing to accept that explanation. Zuckerash. El Sabach Hiskia Krab Yehuda. Umukila Masnissen Krab Yehuda. To Beishamai. Uhaki Pirisha. Hadamai Hiskia. He changed his mind that, like the Tanakhama said, that the guy is trying to change his mind. He also the Amar, the Pligi. And then, what does he add? He had something here. The Amar ain't our carpent Pligi. The guy says he meant a Neder. We mean to say that he wanted to separate himself. Meaning it's subject explanation. Just like in the Mishnah he allowed for explanation according to Yehuda that the guy meant Neder, he allows for explanation that the guy meant Mincha Min Asayrim. Avam Min Adashim Vav Kum Kamar. The Ein Mincha Ba Adashim. Now the Rush is adding that Rav Chizkia still holds it's going like Beis Shammai. He still holds like it's going like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel holds that you can't say that I wanted to do it, I meant that. Because the word Mincha doesn't allow for that interpretation. Even though there are Minchas that are brought that way, Beis Hillel says you got to do it the right way. And therefore saying, already Mincha Min HaSarim, we don't accept your explanation. Lo Yisnadim, Kedarecham Yisnadim. Now, that part isn't necessary to say. You could say it's going like Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel agrees by Mincha. But the Rush explains it, that even now Chizki is sticking to Beis Shammai, but a different Beis Shammai. A Beis Shammai that allows interpretation, Nazir to mean Neder, allows Harei Olai Mincha, that he meant Sairim, because he thought he could bring Sairim, but he would bring Chitim. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, he would agree to Reb Shimon that says, well, it's not them, Kedarecham, it's not them, and we don't allow for any interpretation. Zok to Gemara writer. Reb Yechonon Amar.
Question. So I'm confused in that we're hinging on the idea that there's a unique explanation for the problem that we have in Beis Shammai, whereas you see often in the Gemara, that there is a construction where someone says if this is true for barley, then certainly
for lentils. So we're going from the least case to the greater case. Why doesn't he explain it like that, or is that not relevant? I'm confused.
I'll tell you what. If you wait till we get to the Mishnah Yudavid Aleph, your question might
okay.
be answered. It might not be answered. You'll let me know when you get there, when we get there.
Okay.
Rabbi Yechon Amar, now Rabbi Yechon says something again that seems to contradict what he said. Now, remember Rabbi Yechon's explanation was that the Mishnah can go according to everybody, but Sairim is within the realm of error because there is a mincha called Mincha Sairim. Whereas Hadashim is out of the realm because there's no mincha from Hadashim. Comes along Rabbi Yechon and says the Philip and Hadashim that the halacha of Arayelai Mincha and Sairim would be true by Hadashim, which is exactly different than he said a moment ago. I mean, because a few lines ago, Rabbi Yechon is the one that's saying it's only Sairim because there's a mincha called Sairim. And now Rabbi Yechon is saying he's even Hadashim. Frech the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Bai Milisadeh, Shaynayt Nukach, Lididak Tikach, Elikach. Didn't Rabbi Yechon say that he would only make it by Sairim because the guy's saying I would have said it that way? Nobody brings out mincha from Hadashim. Zuck the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, the Dvarav the Chiski, the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon himself sticks to his guns. The guy said, "Arayelai mincha min atzayrim." He thought he could bring a mincha min atzayrim. Therefore, when we tell him he can't, he says, "Oh, I wanted to bring a mincha." We let him bring chitim. And if he said adashim, nobody thinks you can bring a mincha min adashim. Meisil would say he's backing out, and he can back out. And Rabbi Yechon is not changing his mind. Rabbi Yechon is telling Chizkiya, "I don't know why you changed your mind. You held that the Mishnah is going like Beis Shammai, that the guy meant mincha mas mincha, and then he backed out and said Sairim. And then you backed away from your shot, because why didn't the Mishnah say Hadashim? I will tell you why the Mishnah didn't say Hadashim. You can stick to your shot. I disagree with your shot. But you backed out of your shot because you had a dirk. If the Mishnah meant backing out, why did the Mishnah use the example Sairim? The Mishnah could have used the example of Hadashim. I'll explain to you why, according to your pshat, the Mishnah used Sairim, not Hadashim. And therefore, you have no reason to back out. Chizkiya backed out. Rabbi Yechon says to Chizkiya, I don't see why you had to back out. Now, just to put it in the proper perspective, Chizkiya was Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe. I mean, he wasn't his Rebbe Mubik, but he was a Rebbe of Rabbi Yechon. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon is looking at his Rebbe and said, you just backed out of your pshat, which I had a different pshat than you. But I don't know why you had to back out. I have a reason that even according to you that says it means backing out, the Mishnah wanted to pick Sairim and not Hadashim. Zokt Rabbi Yechonel, the Dvar of the Chizkiya Kamar. My time at Kahadras Bay, why did you change your mind? She was like, Tani, min Hadashim. Dilma loy mi boy Kamar. Maybe the Mishnah wanted to tell me a bigger Chiddush. Loy mi boy Kamar Madashim de Maisim min Chamal Yisab. Let me explain. If a guy said, Areni mincha min Hadashim, he's for sure backing out. How about if he said, Areni mincha min Hasairim? Maybe he's not backing out. Maybe he meant to say, I can bring a mincha only if it's from Sairim, only if I'm allowed to donate Sairim. Maybe that's what he meant. Dr. Mishnah, no, even that's called backing out. So it's a bigger chiddush to say Sairim, because one can claim that the guy said, I'm bringing a mincha if I'm allowed to bring Sairim. Nobody would say Hadashim if I'm allowed to bring Hadashim. Sairim, since it's in the realm of Menachas, maybe the guy thought that he could go and bring a mincha with his own rules and regulations. So the Mishnah is trying to tell me a Chiddush. No, he knows that he can't, and he's backing out. But it's a bigger Chiddush to say that he means to back out by Sairim, that he means to back out by Hadashim. Hadashim would be simple that that's what he's trying to do. Mashaykin by Sairim, you might think he made it on condition. I'm only donating a mincha if I'm allowed to do it min Sairim. Comes along the Mishnah and tells me, no, he's backing out. So therefore, it's a bigger chiddush. So to be honest, you didn't have to change your mind. You could have said that he's backing out and that the Mishnah felt Sairim is a bigger chiddush. Let me read it inside. For sure he's trying to back out and he can. He's trying to back out, but we don't let him back out. Because once you say mincha, you're stuck. Maybe he means, I can mincha say to take this. If I'm allowed to do it this way, I mean it. He lied. and therefore he's not backing out. And maybe he meant to make a condition, and the condition is not meetable, and therefore it's not a mincha. Kamash malon, the ma'isim and achitim. We say, no, he meant to back out. So it's a bigger chiddush. So all Rabbi Yechon is saying is, Chizki, I don't see why you had to back out. I personally disagree with you. I hold that the guy's not trying to back out. He made a mistake. He made a mistake. And they still hold that he meant to be in a mincha, and it's a regular mistake. It's an acceptable error. It's within the framework of mincha, so we accept it. Atashim, we would never accept. Nobody makes such a mistake. You held it's going like Beis Shammai, that the guy meant a real mincha and then backed out. And your problem was, so let it say Adashim. The answer is, it's saying a Chiddush, that even Sirim is considered backing out. Even Sirim is called backing out. And therefore, we don't say he meant only if I can do Menah Sirim. Because you could think that Sirim is different. Let's do the Rush. Dr. Rush. Well, there are Beichon who dharma about my Yisdeya. But Adashim le Toyim chi. Nobody makes a mistake. Even if the guy claims that I know you can't bring a nazir from Gregor's, we say, sorry, learn Chumash. Nobody makes that mistake. It has to have meant a mincha and then changed his mind. Even by Sirim, we say he changed his mind. At the end of the day, we have two pesukim in that Mishnah of Arei Elai Lahavi Mincha Min Asayrim. We have Chizkiya's pshat, which he backed out from, and Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. And Rabbi Yochanan tells Chizkiya that he didn't have to back out. What is Chizkiya's pshat? That the guy meant a regular mincha and then tried to change his mind. And therefore he can't change his mind. He stuck with a mincha. Whether he meant it, whether he didn't mean it. When he said Arei Elai Mincha, that means mincha. Ain't other mighty dwell of Atala, he means mincha. He said Minasirim, try to back out. That's what Chizkiya's tepshat is. And therefore, you bring mincha minachita. And Rabbi Shimon said, La yisnadim kidarecha misnadim, we listen to the whole sentence, we don't hear anything. That's the machloikis according to Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan holds the machloikis is, the guy said, Arayale mincha minasirim, and now he explains himself that he thought you could do that. He misread the Chumash. So therefore you bring him in Chum Nachita. Any other back out? There's no backing out here. The guy never meant to back out. It could be it's not going like Beis Shammai, and he could back out, but he's not backing out. It was an error that's within the realm of error because the Torah allows him in Chum Nachita. Therefore we say, if he says I meant to bring him in, we allow. If he says he didn't mean it, Eino Kanami. He doesn't have to bring it. Eino Kanami. Chizkiya backed out. Because if it's back, because if Shat the Mishnah is he's changing his mind, it should have said Adashim. Rabbi Yechonin tells him, it says Sirim to tell me even that's called changing mind. That's all. And therefore, at the end of the day, we have two pshatim, but then Chizkiya changed his mind, the bottom line. So we end up with one pshat. That the guy made a mistake, and he's explaining his mistake, but it's a reasonable mistake, because in the parsha of Mincha, there is called Mincha Sirim. And therefore, the guy made an error that we're willing to accept as a basic error.
Incidentally, that last Gemara was the answer to my question, not the upcoming.
I told you, didn't I answer you? Wait to the Mishnah.
Oh, you meant yes. Until right before the Mishnah. Thank you very much. Here, yeah, that's exactly the answer.
Yes.
So he was not looking to back out.
According to at the end of the day, we have one shot that he was not looking to back out. It's not going like Beis Shammai. It's going like Beis Shul. And Chizkiya holds. It could be only like Beis Shammai and Rabbi Yehuda's shot, that the guy was using it differently than normally used. He meant neder in the Mishnah, and here he meant mincha, because he thought you could bring one from Sirah. Look the Mishnah weiter. Okay, now this Mishnah is a very interesting Mishnah, and the Rush will bring two pshatim. Interesting, the way the Rush does it, he brings pshat one, has many questions, goes to pshat two, has more questions, goes really back to pshat one. Because the Mishnah really doesn't, it's, I hate to use the word unclear, but the Rush feels it's unclear, because both Pshatim have their issues, as the Rush will point out. But at the end of the day, he likes the third shot, which is the first shot. Meaning he says one doesn't like it, says two doesn't like it, and I think goes back to number one. Amar. Amra Barazu, the guy said, This Parra said, Hareini Nazira my medicine. He's speaking on behalf of his cow. And he says, my cow said that I'm going to be a Nazir if I get up. Okay? We don't understand what that means. The cows don't talk. Last time I checked, cows don't talk. And they don't know what Nazir means. They didn't learn Hilchos Nazir unless they're at Gilgul. Maybe they did, but I don't know. And Amra, that was that. The door said, Hareini Nazir im Niftachani. I am a Nazir if I open up. I am a Nazir, I am a Nazir. Now, we have no clue what this means. And the Rosh, when he says this, Mishnah says, wait for the Gemara. You look the Rosh. I don't know where you have the Rosh. I have the Rosh on the Amud Beis. I don't know where the people here have the Rosh. It's on the Mishnah. I have it on the Amud Beis. I have it on Tess Amud Beis, about 10 lines in the bottom. I don't know where you have it. It starts Amar Amra Parazu. You have it on top? Okay. Amra Amar Parazu. Hareini Nazir my Manasani. Amra Dalazah. Hareini Nazir Miftakasani. Now the Rosh gets involved in Dikduk. Whether it should be Amra Dalazah or Amar Dalazah. He says, Alushin. Delis is Lushin the Keva. Some say Amar Delazu because Delis is Zachar. Rush says, no, Delis is a female word, feminine word. And therefore, the Siv HaDelis, Tisai Valtzira, turns on its hinges. It doesn't say Yisaiv, it says Tisaiv. The Gemara Mefarish L'Kula Masnisa. Now, you want to chat in the Mishnah? Wait till the Gemara. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara has to say. We're not finished yet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Avkel Shevayim and Beishamai. Even Beishamai that says that we listen to the words, I'm looking for Aleph, La'yamru, Ella ba'im ha'arei parazu alai korban in my medicine. He didn't mean nazir. He meant donating the par as a korban and donating the door as money for a korban. He didn't mean naziris, meaning this is very similar to the last Mishnah where the Tanakhama interpreted Beishamai to mean nazir, and Rabbi Yehuda interpreted the word to mean nether. Except there was a nether of banning himself, and here is a nether of making it a korban. But it's a similar kind of machlokes, except we don't understand what the Tanakham is talking about. Paras don't talk. What did the paras say? Who cares what the paras said? Paras doesn't talk, and paras doesn't accept Naziris. So what did the guy mean? Sakti Gemara para mikim shtoi. Since when do paras talk? Amar Rami bar Chama. Hakim and Maya Skinan Ganshai said, Paro Revutu Lefanov. The Paro was sitting there, and it looked like it was parked. It was going nowhere. V'yamar, and this guy said, Kisvura Parazu, Einai Medes. This Paro thinks that it'll never get up. It's acting like it'll never get up. Hareini Nazim Ipsara, Im Amda Me'alaha. I'll be a Nazir from its basar if it gets up. So basically, it's a repeat of the case of Hareini Nazim and Agregris. Instead of Hareini Nazim and Agregris, it's Hareini Nazim and Psara. So this is Beis Shammai repeating the same halacha they said before. It's a repeat. Drop the story. Paras don't talk. The guy said he's a Nazir from basar. Beis Shammai says he's a Nazir because he's changing his mind. And Beis Hillel says, no, he's not a Nazir. He's not, because he's changed his mind. That's Pashim Shad. Zok de Mishnah, Beis Shammai l'shitasan, Beis Shammai l'shitasan, Beis Hillel l'shitasan. Beis Shammai d'ami min ha-greigis min ha-drei la-avi Nazir, ha-chanami kamim b'psara avi Nazir. Beis Hillel l'aymim la-avi Nazir. It's really a repeat. The Gemara is going to want to know why we need repeat. But the only problem here is, what a complicated way of repeating this. I didn't just say Hareini Nazim in the buser. What does it got to do with the parah sitting and the parah staying and the parah getting up? And the parah? It's like a very complicated way of saying this case. So that's what the Rosh is going to talk about. Pshat the Mishnah according to Rami Bar Chama, there's going to be a machlokes. Pshat the Mishnah according to Rami Bar Chama is the guy who wants to be a Nazir from meat. It's like wanting to be a Nazir from fish. Beis Shammai says what he means to be is a Nazir and he's changing his mind. And Beis Yosef says, no, he is, you can't change your mind. And Beis Yosef says, yes, you can change your mind. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, the guy never meant to be a nazir. He meant to separate himself. And here he means to donate a carp. The repeat of the last Mishnah was a case of buster instead of figs.
This is a sign? I mean, the condition. Let's say somebody else would help the animal up, right?
So that's what we're going to go into the rush. Because the way Rabbi Abraham explains it, all that is to be pushed to the side. It's a very straight case. The guy said he's a nazir from Basar. It's a straightforward case. Why did the Mishnah complicate things, talking about a cow getting up and a door opening? That we'll have to see in the Midrash. But according to Rabbi Bachama, shot in the Mishnah is take away the side distractions. It can you be, when a guy says, I'm ready not to be a Basar, what's the halacha? That's the case. All the other stuff is important, as we will find out momentarily, but that's not the thrust of Beis Shammai here. It's really Beis Shammai repeating what they said the first case. And Beis Yosef repeating what they said the first case. And Rabbi Yehuda repeating what he said in the first case. This is a repetitive Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to know, why do we need the Mishnah to be repeated itself? That's the Gemara is going to ask. But what is shot in this Mishnah? So let's start the rush. I don't know if we'll be able to get through it today, but we will start. Now, right away, the rush says, since when do paras think? Like, hello? Since when do we deal with what paras in their minds? So the rush, for those who listen to Maftar Yaina, when the storm was raging, it said the boat thought that it was going to break. Boats don't think. But the pasuk is expressing that anybody watched the boat, it looked like the boat was planning to break. As if the boat can plan or not plan. So it's an expression that will use words that give feelings and intellect to inanimate objects. And in this case, to a living object. Kalaimah, Lefi Yana, looking at the para, it looks like it can't get up. V'hainu Amar Parazu de Masnisa. So Amar Adam, the man says, Svura Parazu, this para thinks, Shein Amelis. And because this para thinks it's not getting up, V'ani Aymer Hereni Nazim Ibsaras Im Amelis. Ani Aymer Kain. I am saying this, V'yam de Mela, and then it got up. The guy said, the bar is convinced that it's not getting up. I will be a nazir if it gets up. And he got up. No, he didn't.
That was his.
It got up on its own. He didn't get it up. It got up on its own. He said, this bar looks like it's never going to get up. Like it decided, this is where it's staying. Kol yimei chayeha. And therefore, if it does get up, I'm a nazir. He didn't make it a condition. He said, I'll be a nazir from its flesh if it gets up. Now, here's a condition. He said, if it gets up. But he said he's a nazir from Basar. The way he became a nazir was by saying, if you would have just said Arani Nazir, he would have been a nazir. But he said Arani Nazir Mibzara.
Everybody knows that
cows can't see it forever. Talk to the guy, talk to the cow. I don't know. You're asking Kasha and Micah. How does he know? Sometimes they plop down and they never move. I don't know. You know cows? Are you an expert on cows? I'm not an expert on cows.
No.
So I'm not going to comment on the rest of it. The guy thought that this para has never moved.
It is a tanai.
And the tanai was Mekuyim. But then his Naziris was Mimbasar. But the gay in this Mishnah is his Naziris.
Right.
The story is a nice story. The gay in the Mishnah is the Naziris. We just want to understand the story. Why did the Mishnah tell me a story? I don't know. Yes, you can. You can make anything you want. Again, the Tanai is not the issue here. The issue is the way he became a Nazir. We will continue Mitzvah tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful